To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a stunning sunset on the shores of Lake Ontario in Oswego, New York, comes from our friend at Celestial Blue Photography, who commented, "Any day I can take a photograph of the sunset is a day I am grateful for and can appreciate." With that simple and honest statement, our friend reveals how our gratitude and appreciation for life is impacted by both our perspective and purpose. For a photographer, perspective is everything. They have to be intentional about being in position to capture the beauty around them, whether that means they set time aside and plan for their shots, or if they're just always ready to capture moments on the fly. Their eyes are open and are looking for opportunities to apprehend the beauty that is around them. No matter what they may encounter out in the field, the photographer's perspective is already one of expectancy, as they know there are good things out there to focus on, and they are hopeful that they will find them eventually. Living with the perspective that good things are out there to experience and being intentional about them, about finding them, is where gratitude and appreciation for life is born. The second truth shown in our friend's words is that of purpose. Our photographer friend is fulfilling their purpose of sharing what they see because they love it. As wonderful as the field of photography is, it's not for everyone. But our appreciation and gratitude for life can be enhanced by pursuing our own individual purpose, whatever that is. Our purpose in life is to do that which we take joy in, and that reflects the goodness of God. Teachers impart what they know. Mechanics fix that which is broken. Whatever your job is, whether it is in the category of providing goods or services, the creative arts, healing, or putting things in order, there are aspects of God reflected in it. No matter how much of a grind our jobs can be, the purposes they fulfill give glory to God. Our gratitude and appreciation in life is fed by our pursuing and realizing our purpose and being content with it. So as you go about another day, fulfill today's purpose. And when you do, be sure to come at it from the right perspective, the perspective that recognizes that God has a plan for your life. And as simple or as profound as that may be, our joy, appreciation, and gratitude for life comes from being in harmony with Him. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 23:1 from the New King James Version. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Today's verse may have been shared by me in the last few months because it has been an integral theme that has emerged in my experience as I've shifted my expectations from things I was hoping for that. I was hoping for them, but they proved to be dreams that won't come true, or at least not yet. I've come to learn that one point of Psalm 23, and this verse in particular, is to not focus on what I want or what I deem to be important in the material world, but to instead focus on the Lord and His purposes for me. Our wants can be all over the spectrum, from the basest materialistic or fleshly desires to well-intentioned godly aspirations. The problem is that sometimes we are deceived or don't realize that the things we want are drawing us away from God, because we are putting our hopes for happiness not in our relationship with the Lord, but in obtaining our wants. There's nothing wrong with pursuing good things in life, but we need to be mindful how our wants are affecting our walk with the Lord. To make sure that we are in harmony with the Lord, we have to examine what we're doing and why we're doing it. The truth is that our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ fulfills all of our needs. So keep walking and talking with God, and as you move through life, just make sure that you're not chasing after things that take you too far away from Him. If your pursuit of what you want begins to take you away your peace and contentment, you've gone too far. If that happens, just stop and take your eyes off what you want and put your eyes on the Lord and follow where He leads. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we're continuing to recognize Mental Health Awareness Month by sharing Dr. June Hunt's Suicide Prevention, Hope When Life Seems Hopeless. Today's section is what is the portrait of painful thinking? So if you want to see what that's all about, think about the, you know, it's basically regarding suicidal thinking of the sufferer, what they're thinking about, what they're going through. To understand that perspective, go to mtforchrist.org and check out that resource. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.